You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is our newsmaker of the day, Nadia Solo. Nadia is from the Ukraine and has lived here in the United States, in fact, in the Motherlode for quite a while now. How long, Nadia?
I've been living here for 12 years now.
All right. But your family is back in the Ukraine. What is the current situation with your mother, your sister, and your nephew?
So they are staying at my sister's right now. So it's my mom, my sister, my nephew, and my sister's husband, my brother-in-law. They are luckily not in the hot zone as of this moment, but the situation changes every day. The sirens are going off all day long. Sometimes it's a couple of times, but sometimes it's one day, it's like eight times a day. By the time they, you know, they say, okay, you can get out, and there's a new siren and they are having to go back.
Let me ask some naive questions. Are the grocery stores open or is everything closed?
It depends on the area, like where they at. It's limited, but they are open. In the hot zones, it's impossible to be open, so they are closed, obviously.
Your mom still has electricity?
They do. They do, because the area they are at right now, it's a central Ukraine, so it's one of the safer areas.
You've been in touch with your mom every single day since this war started. What is her living situation? She's not looking to evacuate as of right now?
As of right now, they are not, unfortunately, because she's not going to leave the city by herself. She's not going to go to the border by herself. My sister does not want, and I understand, she does not want to leave her husband, who is not allowed to leave the country because they are asking all of the men from 18 to 60 years old to stay in the country. They're not letting them out. It's understandable. Again, as of today, their decision is to stay. Again, this may change depending on what's unfolding and what's happening.
Does it change by the hour for you?
In the last 8 days, it has been an emotional roller coaster for me. Some days are better, some hours are better. It's just like, you know, depends on the news I read. There's some hope, and then the next hour you read and there was something, you know, they're doing something that was not expected. And you watch the videos and, you know, it kind of comes and goes, trying to stay sane, but it's just has been a roller coaster.
And it's the only thing on your mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Besides the fact that you might feel a little helpless being in Tuolumne County, you're actually doing something about this and you're starting a fundraiser. What specifically are we talking about as far as a fundraiser is concerned?
So the first day, when I heard the news, I did not know what to do, but then I just decided to start a fundraiser first for my family, because we really did not know what was going to happen. And then I just decided to take it a little further and help with the essential items for women and children. And I have found a location here in the U.S., that has been set up. It's like one location in like main countries, like here in the U.S., where you can ship the goods, and they will be distributed, you know, to Ukraine. So the other day I went to the store and I got like formula, diapers, Tylenol, you know, babies. And now I'm also doing gathering some warm clothes, and I'm gonna be doing another run, like a bigger shipment of the clothes.
How can our listeners help with your fundraising efforts or items that are needed?
The best way would probably be just to find me on Facebook, and there's a direct link that you can go. It's via PayPal, but also feel free to message me on Facebook. And if you have like any, again, baby items or clothes that you would like to donate, and do it that way. But Facebook is the main connection at this time.
And your name is spelled Nadiia. Your last name is Solo, S-O-L-O. So Nadiia Solo on Facebook, and this is open to the public that people are able to see and then help out. Unfortunately, Nadia, as you know, there's a lot of scams going around here, and you're not one to scam people. You're actually legitimately trying to help your family and your friends in the Ukraine, and this is going well beyond your family at this point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This one is just, like I said, I found this location through the verified sources, and this is, I know it's not going to my family. It's going to just the all whoever is in need. So like I said, my main focus is children and women at this time. And that's what the items I'm collecting.
All right. Nadia Solo on Facebook. Nadia, before we wrap up this interview, is there anything else you would like to add?
I just wish this all stopped, like, right now. Because the civilians are being killed, and it's not their fault. Neither Ukrainian soldiers or Ukrainian civilians. And I wish this nightmare just would stop.
You're doing everything you can from here to try to help.
Yes, and also in the beginning, like, what was very hard is to just be here 6,000-7,000 miles away and not being able to do much. But then I put myself together and did, you know, created a fundraiser and working on donations.
Again, you can find her on Facebook, Nadia Solo, N-A-D-I-I-A. Solo, S-O-L-O, and her Facebook is open as far as the fundraising and humanitarian efforts are concerned. Nadia, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.